The president of the largest public pension fund in the U.S. is being removed from his post. Sean Harrigan has been an outspoken advocate for reforming corporate governance. As head of the California Public Employees Retirement System, Harrigan lobbied for the removal of corporate board members who weren't meeting strict standards. Now he finds himself on the receiving end of a boardroom shakeup. Joining us now is NPR Scott Horsley. Scott, how did Harrigan's removal come about?
Michelle, as president of CalPERS, Harrigan was a very influential figure in the investment world, but he held that position at the will of a little-known state personnel board. That's an agency that oversees the civil service system here in California. And this morning, the personnel board voted 3-2 to replace Harrigan with a Sacramento real estate executive, Ron Alvarado. Unlike Harrigan, whose background is as a leader of a California grocery workers union, Alvarado is seen as more friendly to the business community, and he has served on the CalPERS board before as the appointee of former Republican Governor Pete Wilson.
And the personnel board, did they give the reason for the switch?
Well, Harrigan has accused corporate critics and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of engineering his ouster today. Schwarzenegger's office dismisses that as unfounded conspiracy theory and notes that the governor himself doesn't control the personnel board. He appoints only one of its five members, although she did cast one of the three votes against Harrigan today. What is clear is that Harrigan has become something of a lightning rod for some of CalPERS' more aggressive moves this year in the area of corporate governance. For example, trying to get rid of Disney chairman and CEO Michael Eisner.
Well, Eisner did step down as Disney's chairman, but he stayed on for the time being as CEO. What else has CalPERS done that's raised the ire in the business community?
Well, CalPERS has long been a very active when it comes to trying to shape the behavior of the corporations whose stock it owns. And since the fund has $177 billion in assets, it's not easy for businesses to ignore what CalPERS says. This year, CalPERS withheld its proxy vote, that is, it tried to remove more than 2,000 corporate directors. In many cases, that was because those directors had either business ties to the company that CalPERS thought might impair their objectivity, or because they had allowed the company's auditors to perform non-audit consulting services. Now, there are lots of sort of good corporate governance experts who think there's a problem with having the company that audits a firm's books also have other business ties to the company. But there were some instances where this move by CalPERS made them look a little out of the mainstream. For example, because of this standard, CalPERS wound up withholding its support for Warren Buffett's reelection to the board of directors of Coca-Cola.
CalPERS has a long history of activism on corporate reform and in the past on health care reform. How will Harrigan's removal change CalPERS?
Well, Harrigan is just one of 13 board members, and several of the other board members have vowed that they will not abandon their activism. Just a couple of weeks ago, CalPERS warned that it would oppose the retention of corporate directors who support what CalPERS calls abusive pay packages for business executives. And some of the other board members have insisted that they will stay the course on that initiative. One of the other things I should mention that was perhaps controversial that CalPERS did under Harrigan's leadership was it called unsuccessfully this year for the ouster of Safeway's chairman, Stephen Bird. Safeway, by the way, was one of three supermarket companies that were involved in a bitter fight with the labor union, of which Harrigan is an official.
Just quickly, Scott, how has all this activism affected CalPERS' financial performance?
Well, it doesn't seem to have hurt. Last year, CalPERS earned just under 17% on its overall investment portfolio, and its stock investments outperform the Wilshire Index. That's important because this money is the retirement savings for some 1.4 million California public employees and retirees.
Thanks, Scott.
My pleasure, Michelle.
NPR Scott Horsley.